I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus.
Okay, don't do it. Don't change the channel. I promise I'm not going to play it anymore. This is Pep Talk, Physical as Expert Panel with Meg. We had fun yesterday talking about those Christmas songs that we could live without ever hearing again. This little guy that I want a hippopotamus for Christmas was high on the list. So I laughed this morning because I'm so excited to have Jason Boatwright is here with us this morning. I said, Jason, what's your favorite Christmas songs? Well, what's your least favorite? Not even half a second. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I don't even really know what to say to that song. I really.
Jason. You know. It's on his face right now.
You know, you don't ever hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, but you'll hear that song.
Well, I forgot about that one. Oh, no. I'm going to have to play it tomorrow. I completely forgot about that one. Oh, that's a terrible song. But welcome to the show. Jason has just an amazing career in Veterans Affairs and Veterans Services and many stories of your own. We were just talking about how you had some medical issues for a while there and how you struggled through that. But I thought it'd be great. I'm so pleased that you could come in today on Christmas Eve. Eve of Christmas Eve. So thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
So what? How can you update us on what's happening? We're hearing so much stuff in the headlines, and I told him, I said, I didn't want to get too into all of that necessarily, but what are you seeing here locally for our veterans?
Well, the big thing really is the reorganization of the VA. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows about our VISN. You know, our VISN's VISN 16, but the rest of Florida's on VISN 8.
Okay, what is, you got to go back now with the acronym, so people that aren't familiar know what that is.
Yeah, VISN means Veteran Integrated Service Network.
Okay.
Every region of the country has a VISN, and then underneath it, they have their little medical centers and stuff like
that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So the word is that we're going down to 5 from 16. So
in the state?
No, in the country.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that they're hoping that that may can help out cutting some of the bureaucracy and stuff that happens, but it's we're just going to have to wait it out and see how it's going to go.
Now, is that in process now? Have you found them? Is that what's happening now?
I think they're looking at implementing it pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, how that really goes out, I don't know. Were there too many chiefs and not enough Indians is what I've always seen.
Yeah, there's a lot of bureaucracy. So let's hope that they're able to work it out so that the most important thing in my book is that our veterans are taken care of.
Well, and that's what I think, too, is, you know, you cut out the bureaucracy, it's really not going to change the process. Mm-hmm. The process is what I think needs to be looked at.
Right.
You shouldn't have to go through 9 people just to get something done, especially if there's a veteran that's wanting, you know, a community care consult.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, an MRI or something, if they are a community care consult. So you shouldn't have to go through 9 people to get something like that done.
No doubt about it. Well, you were telling me a little bit about a story of one of the local veterans is now getting home health care as an option. And that makes a lot, because I remember my father was a veteran and used to make that long drive to go over to the VA. And so that's an interesting, talk about that a little bit.
Well, the veterans that I see that are in the north end of the county and over in Milton, you know, it's that drive over to the VA that's very frustrating, because many of them have called me over the years and say, well, Jason, I just drove all the way over here and they canceled my appointment. Nobody told me anything. So that's when, and it's mostly for, you know, social work, psychiatric nursing, or PT.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm telling you, you know, it is an option for you to get that at home.
See, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you can. You have to request it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the VA has their processes in place to do it. But ultimately, in the end, 9 times out of 10, veterans do get it.
That's great news.
And I especially see that with our female veterans, because I have one female veteran that I'm working with that, you know, she's really wanting to lose weight. She's wanting to be more healthy.
Uh-huh.
And she does need PT on her knees and back. She was an aircraft mechanic in the Air Force.
Oh, boy.
But she doesn't want to go to the VA, where she said the last time she went, she was the only female in there, and she did not feel comfortable.
Right.
And I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing the best ever because she's getting the PT at home.
Wow, yeah.
And they're working with her to be like, okay, well, when I leave here today, this is what you can do while you're cooking. This is what you can do while you're sitting watching TV.
Yeah.
And she does it.
Yeah. Well, when I had home health when I had my knee surgery, it made all the difference because they told me what I could do at home in my own living room. If you're watching TV, you could do this. Yeah. It really makes a difference.
And she is. She does. She says she does feel better, but she also feels like it gets her day started because she starts it in the morning time.
Right.
To get going.
No, that makes perfect sense. We're talking with Jason Boatwright. He's basically one of our experts on Veterans Affairs, kind enough to join me this morning for our Christmas Eve. And we did get a text in already, Jason, that says, Jason, what would you tell a vet who never filed a claim before and doesn't have medical evidence?
And doesn't have medical evidence?
Yeah.
And has never filed a claim.
That's a toughie.
Well, you've got two things to go with that. One, it really depends on the disability.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate thing. For example, a lot of veterans, when they were in service, they never complained. They never
right.
they never went to the doctor.
Sure. That's kind of the mentality. I mean, that's the what's the culture, I guess.
Right.
Would be. Yeah.
And I will use me for an example is when I filed my claims, I never went to the doctor. I didn't have evidence. But when I filed the claim, the VA sent me for that appointment. And then it was at that appointment that they made the necessary like, okay, yeah, this did happen.
Okay.
This
so
is
they
what happened. And then they did the diagnosis for me right then and there.
Okay.
And that's how I actually got
so
it.
So that first appointment became your evidence, so to speak.
Right.
Okay. So that's a helpful tip.
Yeah, and
tip.
That's why we have QTC, LHI, and VES locally in the community that does that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in some instances, sometimes they'll be like, well, it didn't happen while in service. Well, that's where you go get your buddy statements or your lay statements or something mm-hmm. like that in an mm-hmm. instant. But in that instance, I see more positive than negative in it because the hindrances with a lot of veterans is like, well, I never complained about it, so I won't file it. No, you need to file it.
Right.
You need to file it because I'll always ask the veteran, I'll be like, okay, well, if you never just served, do you feel like this would have happened to you naturally? And they're like, mm-hmm. well, no. And I go, well, then there you go.
That's it.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, you were talking about, too, that there's some things that people can qualify for that they may not even realize. And you said you had somebody that you knew that had never even filed for it.
Well, going back to that question on that,
mm-hmm.
that is exactly what happened with Mr. Dennis.
Interesting.
He
okay.
was in Korea. He was 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't drive. And then he never done anything with the VA. Nothing. He wasn't registered. I had to do it.
That's amazing.
I had to walk
I thought that'd be part of your exit strategy that you'd have to automatically register.
I mean, nowadays, you know, they have their TAPS programs that are pretty good, but I'm sure 60 years ago, probably
right. well,
not
yeah.
so much.
True.
But, you know, he came and saw me and Diane at the American Legion in Milton. And in 2 months, he got his 100%.
Wow.
He didn't have evidence or anything.
Right.
He didn't have anything.
Okay. And then he was able, now he's actually getting, how much did you tell me?
Over $4,000.
A month.
Yeah. He said he told us it's the most he's ever made in a month in his entire life.
Wow.
He only owns Social Security. And now he's like, my family doesn't have to worry about me anymore. Now he's wanting to get him. Now he's really never had anything.
Yeah.
But I mean, such good spirits. You know, for me, the first thing in my mind is like, I wish I would have met you years before, but he's okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy that you were able to help. That's a good, I'm getting a little teary-eyed here. That's a great Christmas story.
Yeah.
So if you know somebody that would qualify, help them, encourage them, where should they go?
Well, I mean, they can always message me on Facebook and I can point them in the right direction. We have great county VSOs
mm-hmm.
Over in Santa Rosa County. We got Lori and Andy. We have Steve and Lisa. And I think Keith is in Escambia County now. There's places to go. It's just matter of just getting in.
All right. Well, we're talking with Jason Boatwright about our veterans and the holidays. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes. But, hey, if you have a question, now's the time to text it in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Jason Boatwright is here. I always love it when Jason comes in because we get a chance to talk about our veterans and veteran services. And we want to be thinking about our veterans this holiday season for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So you were just sharing with me a little bit. We were talking about how frustrated people get with the process.
They do get frustrated with the process. And the thing that about the process that they get frustrated with is it's not... They hear horror stories,
mm-hmm.
so they can be like, well, if, you know, one person says this, but when four or five people say it, do I really want to put myself through that?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand. I get it. And lately I've been telling veterans, it's like the military teaches you how to put that uniform on, but no one really ever teaches you how to take it off. And that was the new piece that I wrote for the Pensacola News Journal, is the hardest uniform you'll ever wear is the one you take off
because
you still relate to that and mm-hmm. you still are that person, but that doesn't, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
It's just that some people just need a little help along the way.
Mm-hmm. And support.
Support is the biggest thing. And
but isn't that what you get? Because I love what you said earlier about now you're joining a new club.
Well, some people don't ever really think they are in, and I'll use a few veterans that I've worked with as an example of that, is they serve their time, and when I talk to them, when I do my coffee and claims, when I go to the memory care units and the assisted living facilities and I talk to them, is sometimes their family members are there and like, Dad, I didn't know that. You never told me that.
Mm.
You're no mom. I didn't know that. And so when I'm talking to them, it kind of opens up a barrier of like, now the family can relate and now they can talk and they have that open communication, because I don't want the veteran to do it alone. That's why I always bring a spouse or a daughter or a son with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's because this is a family ordeal. And what better yet is that if the family understands the process, then it won't be so hard on the veteran because they feel like they're doing it alone.
Right.
Because they're like, well, my kids never served, so they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're doing it together, then it only helps the process.
Right. And that opens up that door of communication.
It does.
I think that's very difficult. I mean, I experienced it myself. We've talked about that. My brother served in Vietnam, and that was it was very tough when he came back.
Well, it was really hard for me because nobody was there for me. I mean, mm-hmm. I went to the VA. It was off 29 right behind Burger King when I came home.
Mm-hmm.
I was by myself. I mean, nobody came with me. And I mean, I was told no constantly. And I was scared because, I mean, when you're told at 22 that you're going to go blind.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you do?
Right. That's terrifying.
I mean, I didn't know what to do. I mean, if I can't even get through this barrier, how am I going to get education? If I can't get education, how am I going to get health care? If I'm going to get health care and I go blind, who's going to help pay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had Social Security mail me the paperwork because I didn't know what else to do.
Right. So what happened? How did you navigate that?
Really, it was... I will tell you, one instance was when I was watching Wheel of Fortune and they had the military people on there.
Uh-huh.
And it made me so mad because I'm sitting there thinking, like, how did they get it, not me?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I went from job to job to job to job. I worked at Books a Million. I worked at Barnes & Noble. I worked at Circle K. I had to do what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually it got to the point of where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to give up. So I applied and then I went and then I got denied. I appealed. Then I got denied and then I appealed and it took me 8 years and I went before the judge and then the judge said, I'm sorry, here it is. You're good. He approved it.
Wow.
They sent me for my remand evaluation and I got it.
And then they were able to solve the problem.
And then when I got in there and I did it, that's when I started like really looking at the different things of how to build the criteria sheets for the disabilities, how to look at each individual veteran, how to understand the... You know, during the Reagan years, we weren't in a time of war and how those guys get screwed versus the guys from the 70s and the Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was, I learned each individual process in each individual way. And that's when Matt Gaetz hired me and
wow,
went from there.
So now if someone's listening this morning and maybe they have a family member, could mm-hmm. be any age range, really. I mean, we've had people serve for so many years.
Yeah.
And so what would be your advice be? How do you reach that veteran and not make them feel, if they've already given up, so to speak, what could you say that might get them willing to try one more time?
You know, if you have somebody that is, you know, down on their luck and all that, you know, you have to, I've always found that you got to appeal to their, you know, you got to appeal to their ego in a lot of ways.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I always tell a lot
whatever
of guys,
whatever it takes.
Yeah. I always tell a lot of guys, you know, I'd be like, listen, I know you're a tough guy.
Mm.
You know, it would have been an honor to watch your back and it would have been an honor to have you watch my back, but I'm not going to let you leave this and go out alone. You know, do this for yourself and do this for your family. You know, if you don't want to take the money, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, leave it for your family, but just do it. And I always typically do one claim for them. Don't pile them up with four or five of them.
Right.
If they're hesitant on it, just do
right.
one.
Where would you recommend one. That someone go?
You know, if they have a problem, they can reach out to me on Facebook. You know, they can make an appointment.
That's Jason Boatwright.
That's Jason Boatwright. Yeah, you'll typically see all the 9,000 comments people leaving on there, you know. you know, Santa Rosa County and Escambia County got great VSOs that they can read to, or if they want to come to the American Legion on Thursdays, we're there. I'm there with Diane Waters from 10 till 1.
And where is that located?
It's on Spikes Way in Milton.
Okay.
It's right behind the Santa Rosa County Auditorium. You can't miss it. You'll see all the service flags out there.
All right.
I'm always out there, and I just take walk-ins, and I just sit with them, and I'll explain the benefits to them. If they want to do it, great. If not, they come back.
Okay. We're talking to Jason Boatwright, and I think that it's a great conversation to be having right now as we come up on the end of the year. So we're going to come back in just a couple minutes. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk. We're here with Jason Boatwright talking about Veterans Affairs and helping those around us as we are more aware of family right now, and you kind of notice the neighbor and people that you know. Just be aware. Maybe you can reach out and help them.
Absolutely. I mean, if y'all are sitting around the dinner table or whatnot, you know, just ask them. I mean, like, you know, I don't really know what to say on that one.
Yeah, well.
You know, the big thing is really just communication and talking. You know, how are the VA appointments? Are you enrolled in the VA? Hey, mm-hmm. Dad, you're in the military. Have you ever gone down there?
Right. Just open up the conversation.
That's really all you got to do.
And one of the things, too, is that to be aware of is when you got the guy that's saying, yeah, I went, but, you know, nothing happened, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so then you go, well, if he didn't get it, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Well, that may not be true, because you were just telling me the story about the guy that didn't even show up. Or
yeah, there was one guy. He was complaining. He's all like, well, they didn't give me my disability. I was like, oh, here, let me see your paperwork. I was like, well, John, you didn't even go to your appointment. Well, you know, I was like, well, they got my medical records. I was like, yeah, they do. And you spent 22 years in the military. Like, how thick do you think them things are? That's
right.
Why they sent you for an exam. But,
right. They want to find out where you are now. So I don't know. Yeah. So be open-minded, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's really the big thing is I don't, you know, you can't turn back the clock.
No.
And that's what I tell family members all the time is like, you know, when you get into your 60s or 70s, to some people, you know, they feel like they're on borrowed time and you can't turn back the clock. And I don't want it to get to the point that they're so bad, in such bad shape, till they can't go to those appointments or they
right.
can't make those doctor's appointments and all that. I want them to have it now, get the money now. So if they need to go to an assisted living facility or something, they have that blanket of security.
Mm-hmm.
Is a lot of the veterans that I dealt with is when they came home, you know, they went to work at like Ace Hardware.
Right.
You know, they ain't got a 401k or a pension or anything like that.
Right. Well, we are so happy that you could come in this morning.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you being here. You do so much for our community. If you want to reach out to Jason, you can do that on Facebook, right?
Yep. Just reach out to me on Facebook. I'm on there all the time. Shoot a message. I can get back to you.
All right. Spell your last name for us.
Boatwright.
All right, Jason. Thanks so much for being here this morning. And thank you so much for all that you do.